To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
I never got to publicly share on the podcast about how I went to the Central States Fair in South Dakota, and I came across BTS fan art at the State Fair in South Dakota, which it just was so shocking to me because, well, one, I don't think there's any armies in South Dakota. Like, I just don't think that there are. And two, the fact that Bring the Soul wasn't anywhere showing in the
South
whole
Dakota.
State of South Dakota.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously there's not a demand here. So going to the state fair, I was going through like the art section and the first place winner, of course, my eye immediately drew to it. And it was this beautiful fan art of Taeyang. Mm. And there was also other fan art of like Yoongi and Jimin and Koya, which was really cute. But I just thought, wow, how special that there's armies here. Like, where are you at?
Yeah. I was like, that picture of Taeyang, first of all, was it massive? Because in the picture you sent me, it looked huge. Like,
it was large.
I mean, it was stunning. It was like beautiful, like line work and a lot of blues and like
the coloring was gorgeous on it.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful. And it won first place,
which is
rightfully
just,
so.
I mean, yes, of course. Like, I'm sure the army who made that worked so hard on it. And then it was so cool just to see all those other like little pictures. Like, not only was a BTS item winning first place, but they were displayed almost like throughout this like photo section you were sending me pics of. Well, that just sounds wonderful. And we, of course, want to say a nice, warm welcome back to you guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some I have been waiting to talk about this Jimin for the entirety of this fucking podcast.
Yes. Yes, you have. And I'm so glad we're finally here.
Oh my God. It is so exciting. Mm-hmm.
Or I'm eagerly awaiting the return of Auguste.
Yes. Like we're just hoping every morning we wake up and it's a new mixtape from Auguste.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want it so bad.
So if you are down for that, then you're in the right place, because today, of course, we are going to talk about the Blood, Sweat, and Tears teaser and official music video.
Yay, finally.
But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you would like to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about it, telling people about the podcast, by writing a review on iTunes. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us some more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated. We're glad to be here. We love the podcast. We love all of you. We love BTS.
Yes.
We love Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Can you tell that we're so excited to get into this? Mm-hmm. I do want to add on, though, that just a reminder from last week, we're now posting our show notes on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So basically every week we always have like this fat ass Google Doc. And if you want to be a patron on our Patreon, then you can have access to that every week. When we post a new episode, you'll be able to immediately have access to the document, and you can post comments. We can comment back and forth. You can just kind of see the behind the scenes. And also Eileen pointed it out that it is going to be so helpful for her to go into the Google Doc and see specific times that we're talking about, because when she's listening, she's like, oh my God, like I need to go look at that. And then she can't remember it later.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a really great.
That is great. I never thought about that, because it probably is very cumbersome to have us list a time, but you're listening to the podcast on your phone and it's like, what are you going to do? Exit out of the podcast, go to YouTube. Like, yeah.
You're driving or like getting ready for the day or like cooking or something. You're like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't think about that either. And I thought it was so cool. Mm. So just wanted to add that in there.
Yes.
Let's get into our content of the week real quickly, which for both of us this week, we are sharing content of the week, which is the BTS MVAs, which is arguably a rival to the VMAs, because ARMY kind of protested the VMAs and decided to put on their own because they felt that BTS was snuffed.
They were snuffed.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
I mean, they basically created a whole separate category in the year that like BTS and even other K-pop groups would have dominated, you know? And they were like, well, let's just put you into one category where you don't really get to compete with the Western artist as much. But they did win best group at the VMAs.
They won best group.
But we're here to talk about the ARMY put on BTS MVAs, which was like, basically, I think it's just like a Twitter event.
It was a Twitter event.
And super, super cool.
Mm-hmm. And the account that ended up like putting a lot of it together, which was just so special that they went through all the effort of doing this. I don't know if it was a group of people, but it was at @highlight_ARMY on Twitter. And I mean, it was just so formal. It felt like I was actually watching an award show going through, like scrolling through feed for all these different categories. They put like a really fancy video of like, and the nominees for best hidden gem, blah blah blah, and like it was just really well done, and it was enjoyable to watch. It was enjoyable to see ARMY interact, and getting to see what ARMY voted on to award these different categories, which were all very ARMY specific, that I just don't think you would have gotten at any other kind of award show. So I loved that. Right. I also loved
I loved it too.
Like the things that came from it, like the purple carpet.
Yeah.
I just loved that. All I thought the it pictures. Was super so cute and clever.
Yeah. So people like took this picture of the like they had a purple carpet image and people would like Photoshop themselves or other people into it. And like Iris Stevenson was like Photoshopped into it. She was one of the mm-hmm. mentors that we loved during American Hustle Life. Just, I mean, it was so cool. There were so many really yeah. cool little facets to the whole thing. And the fact that it was mm-hmm. Army voted and on like topics that we definitely would want to vote on. It was very well done. It was super cool.
What I found to be so special about this was after we had finished research, this is when the BTS MVAs was taking place, and the winner for the favorite music video was Blood, Sweat, and Tears 2019. Mm-hmm. How fitting.
It's super fitting. Super fitting for mm-hmm. what we are talking about this week.
I just want to say quickly before we get into this, because we're about to get into Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah.
I am sick again, so my voice is all messed up. And I'll probably cough 100 times throughout, and I'm sorry, but thankfully I'm feeling a little bit better, but my voice is just totally whack right now.
Yeah.
All right. So Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the official teaser, was released on October 6, 2016. So when the teaser starts, it starts off with this music playing in the background, and it's like a jazzed up version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Singularity meets Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Ooh,
it's very
yeah.
dreamy instrumental, and I really like the feel of it mm-hmm. because it kind of contributes to this aesthetic of what Wings and Blood, Sweat, and Tears is going to bring, because the style is just so great.
Yeah, for sure. So with this kind of dreamy, jazzy Blood, Sweat, and Tears instrumental, we get some clips from the music video. So it begins with like the staple shot of them. Everybody knows that they're sitting on this couch or on the floor in this super ornate room that's like blue walls and it's kind of like French style. We'll get more into it in a second, but, everybody knows this iconic shot. That's the first thing that yeah. we see. Mm-hmm. So we're all like immediately, fuck. Like this yeah. is fancy as shit. This is like
very
expensive.
Attractive.
Mm-hmm. So we get little shots of each member. It kind of starts with Jimin and Yoongi. They are sitting in a blue room, on their knees, kind of facing each other across the floor. And the floor also happens to be glass. And there's also a glass ceiling, but you can't see it in this shot. So in this shot, Jimin is holding an apple as if he's offering it to Yoongi, and Yoongi is holding a black ribbon blindfold as if he were going to offer it to Jimin.
Yeah. I love this shot. We get it in the actual music video, and it's the whole scene is very aesthetic. This room, them both just perfectly distant from each other on their knees, holding these kind of dangerous, sinful items.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I love it. It's yeah. really great. We also get a little shot of Jin. So Jin's face is actually covered up, but we can tell it's Jin by his beautiful lips that are peeking through, and a little bit of his chin too. But we kind of, from here, don't know that what the hands are, but we can kind of assume that it's the member's hands that are covering his face.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get a shot of Jungkook floating in the middle of this blue French palatial room. Very aesthetic. We'll get way more into it when we actually get into the music video.
Mm-hmm. The image we get of Namjoon is him from the side, a profile shot, and his head is kind of tipped back and he's blowing smoke out of his mouth as he lounges on this couch. And then we see again, we see Jimin in the blue room again, the one with the glass floor, and he's blindfolded. And the blindfold is tied to the door.
Mm-hmm. And then the shot that we get of Taeyang is where he's under that transparent yet kind of cloudy sheet that's just beautifully drawn over him, that's kind of moving and ruffled a little bit. And then at the very end here, we kind of get back to all of them sitting on the floor, on the couch, in that really fancy formal room. And Yoongi goes to cover Jimin's eyes with his hand, and Jimin gasps and moves his hand up to, like, he's going to pull Yoongi's arm away. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great ending.
It is. It's like, I want to say it's such a tease, but like, that's literally the point of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the perfect teaser. It gives us just enough. These little clips are like seconds long, gives mm-hmm. us just enough to freak the fuck out about how aesthetic it is and mm-hmm. how hot they are. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't really give us any further details.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. I think it really just goes to show that the style of this music video is going to be like nothing they've done before.
For fucking sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, overview of how we're going to do the music video is the only way we know how to, which is going member by member in fan chant order. But as we go in to discuss each member, we're going to touch on a combination of the choreography. Sometimes we'll mention to themes, and then mostly mention the memorable moments from the music video or things that really stick out to mm-hmm. us and that have really stood out to ARMY. Yeah.
If we don't mention something that is your favorite, then please like tweet at us and be like, hey, I also love this moment. But for us, we're just going to really focus a lot on like our absolute favorite personal fangirl moments.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So the Blood, Sweat, and Tears official music video was released on October 9th, 2016. We're going to dive into the setting a little bit, kind of set the stage. So the very first room that we see, and it's kind of the main room of the entire music mm-hmm. video where a lot of the choreography has taken place. It's filled with these statues and artwork, and it appears to be like a museum, but we've come to find that, and what we really believe it is this mansion.
Yeah.
Like old timey mansion. It reminds me so much of Mr. Darcy's home. Just marble columns, marble flooring. It's wealth. It's just pure wealth.
Yeah. So the second room, which we already kind of talked about in the teaser, is this light blue palatial room. It has ornate white crown molding and trim all around the room. Like, three floor to ceiling windows on the left side of the room that are just letting in like the littlest bit of light. And then there are five chandeliers hanging from the ceiling over BTS, who are sitting on a very ornate like French style couch. And then there's two chandeliers on the ground. There's also like sconces on the wall, some sconce lighting happening. And of course, very elaborate paintings on the ceiling and on the wall behind them. So this is kind of like that iconic... Fuck, I already said it. This, damn. But this is...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is that room. That is... this is that mm-hmm. room that just... We always think about when we think about mm-hmm. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
It's what we really got to see in the teaser too. It's where they're all sitting on that couch. It's just, it's, yeah, very memorable yeah. moment. Very memorable room from this music video. There's other various mm-hmm. settings, but we're just not going to mention them here. We'll just mention them as we go because it'll get into more of like the members specifically where they are in the music video. Yeah. But we do want to say there's an overall Renaissance theme and Renaissance artwork that's on display throughout, and it really contributes a lot to the visuals and aesthetics of the video. And I just want to say too that it's wealthy and expensive. All of their outfits are just almost theatrical.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just scream wealth. They're really well done. The costumes for this, the outfits are just great.
Yeah. And on top of that, the makeup, like mm-hmm. with the outfits and this Renaissance kind of art style, all of them, not only are they styled beautifully, like that style goes into their makeup, and they're all wearing like incredible, like smoky eyes of some kind.
Smoky eyes. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It
it's
was
very
the time.
Sexy and sultry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead. And we're going to start with Namjoon. So just to give you an idea of how Namjoon's hair looks in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It's this grayish light brown color, and it's styled up to one side, and his forehead is fully exposed. And his hair looks terrific in this because the forehead is out. It's all swooped up, but it's very neat and clean. And he looks very handsome. That's the best way I could describe Namjoon in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, is he looks so handsome.
Yeah. Every single shot of him that we see of him, obviously we can't cover, like, it would be redundant to talk about every single little second that we're like, wow, he looks so handsome. But it's really like the moments when he turns and looks at us, the moments when he gets a close up, it really is stunning just how handsome and breathtaking he is.
Yeah.
So the first moment to talk about is at 1:41. And in this moment, he wipes his bottom lip with his thumb, like, roughly. And, oh my God, I can't even describe, like, how it's so sexy. I mean, it's everything that I need. And it's, like, the first moment, you know?
I mean, seeing Namjoon do this just, like, right here at the beginning, it's just sexual. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, that's going to be us this whole entire fucking episode.
Yeah. So the next memorable moment, I think, is a little bit more well known, is at minute 1:47. It's the part where Namjoon takes a sip of his drink. And when he goes to sip his drink, he flicks his eyes upward and he looks right at the camera while he's sipping from the glass. And the drink that he's drinking, to me, it's a green color. So it reminds me a little bit of absinthe.
Mm-hmm.
But not only is he just like staring right at the camera, he kind of quirks his brow a little bit. But I just think this is such a memorable moment for all of ARMY, especially since Jungkook goes on later to joke and play around and make fun of Namjoon for this this scene in Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah. The next moment is at 2:48, and I'm also going to use this moment to talk about kind of his outfit a little bit, because what makes this moment a moment at all is the fact that he's wearing this deep V-neck black shirt, and this is like by far the deepest V-neck in this video.
Out of all the outfits, he has the deepest V-neck. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like they told everyone to button it like down to the third button. And he was like, I'm going to do the fourth. And it's just like, it goes down past his pecs. So like in this moment, he's not even close in this shot, by the way. Like this is during Hobie's verse. He's like in the whole group of the rest of them. And it's not even close up, but you can basically see the entirety of his pec. It's just out and outlined, outlined by the black shirt and this kind of side view. Truly an important moment to go look at.
I mean, yeah. Nom titties anytime you
Nom
get the chance.
Nom titties. Yes. And then at 3:48, this is when, this is kind of the moment we see in the teaser when he's sitting on the couch, kind of lounging back, tipping his head back, and he like blows smoke out of his mouth, but the way that it just billows out is just, of course, super aesthetic, like the rest of the video. They definitely worked to get really beautiful shots. And his eyes are like almost glazed over, and we really noticed the last time we watched it that his body is completely still. It's just his arm that's moving. Like there's nothing else, which again kind of adds to that kind of theatricality of this video.
Yeah. He's very still while the smoke. So really you just focus on the smoke.
On the
moving.
Smoke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then kind of for the last moment for Namjoon, we feel bad because truthfully in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, he doesn't get much screen time compared to a lot of the other members. Mm-hmm. But at 4:08, when the red sky comes and Jin is releasing the balloon into the sky, Namjoon has another voiceover, which we get with the short films and what we also got with Boy Meets Evil. He ends up saying, he too was a tempter. He too was a link to the second. the evil world with which I no longer wanted to have anything to do. And so this is, of course, from the book Demian. Mm-hmm. And the second refers to the two worlds in the book, the good and the evil world. And the whole book is about questioning society and Christianity's definition of good and evil, breaking the norms of society and becoming your true self, which I think is going to, they're just laying the groundwork for what's to come. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they've planned it out this far in advance. I think Namjoon is just, again, a genius. Yeah.
I mean, really, the breaking the norms of society has always been a theme for BTS, which I think both of us, like, we really love about them. Like, even going back to their oldest music, that was a theme. So it's continuing that, but the fact that they say it's about becoming your true self, like, it's just really cool because that's kind of where they're going now. You know, they're now they're exploring persona and self, you know.
Exactly. You know? Oh, I can't wait for the upcoming albums for Map of the Soul.
Shadow, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Shadow, yeah. I think that's supposedly the next one.
But do we ever know? Like, I just saw people randomly on Twitter start saying, when Shadow comes out, and I'm like, but do you know? Like, yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and move on to Jin. We have to talk about the painting right away, that Jin, when they walk in the beginning of the music video, they walk into that large kind of like front entrance area to this home, and there's a painting that Jin particularly takes interest in. And so this painting is a famous painting. It's called The Fall of the Rebel Angels. It's by Pieter Bruegel, the Elder. So it's supposedly a painting from... It's depicting something from the Book of Revelation and the New Testament of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So the painting is of the Archangel Michael and his angels. They're shown driving the rebel angels from heaven and battling demons, half human and half animal monsters. So I think really the whole purpose of the painting is depicting these like fallen angels, these rebel angels, heaven and hell. Just that contrast between good and evil, which is really just shown throughout all of Blood, Sweat, and Tears with a lot of the themes that are kind of depicted.
Yeah, for sure. I think like it's right there for us that that's what this is about. And if we look into the lyrics, or if we really, you know, even just knowing from last week with Boy Meets Evil, I mean, that whole song was like, oh, it's a battle between good and evil. So definitely major, major themes for this video.
Mm-hmm. But what you can't help but not to focus on is Jin rather than the painting.
Right.
And Jin at this time has light pink hair. And my Lord, he just looks so beautiful. He's just this visual god just staring at this painting. And this is really Jin throughout all of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yeah. Overall, this is just him. Every single moment we see him, we're like, fuck, his eyes, his brows, his lips, his pink hair, like everything on top of everything.
Yeah.
So the first specific moment to talk about with him is at 2:34. This is when they're kind of all around a long table and he's at the head of the table and he's also the only one who is standing, and he raises up his goblet as like kind of to the table of the rest of them.
And all the members kind of go and they raise their glass with him. But Jin here, his acting skills just come into play. He kind of looks up as if he hears something and then looks over his shoulder and has this beautiful gaze outward. And it's like this backdrop of like red, I think, at this point, right?
Yeah.
It's just very aesthetic and stunning. So at 3:04, we get this solo shot of Jin. And this is probably the one shot out of everything we're going to talk about for Jin that wrecked Kayla and I the most when we were doing research. We watched this shot over and over and over, and Kayla's like, I have to make a GIF.
I do. I'm going to.
Yeah, but he looks like he's fixing his tie in this shot, but It's not a tie.
It's not a fucking tie.
It's not a fucking tie.
Oh my God.
He's apparently loosening his collar like a dog collar kind of collar.
Yeah, it's not the collar of a shirt. It's a fucking black dog collar around his with motherfucking a fucking neck.
Yeah, with a fucking beckle. Buckle. With a buckle. Wow, I can't say that word. Yeah, it's just, it's very kinky.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if we would have noticed it if we hadn't like watched this kind of little segment at half speed, because you kind of see it when you're going through the music video and you're like, oh yeah, like he's like adjusting. Like we've mm-hmm. all seen men like unbutton the top button of a button up shirt. Like, oh, it's mm-hmm. tight on my neck or something. Like it mm-hmm. almost like it almost looks like he's doing that, but no, he moves his hand away for just enough to see this fucking mm-hmm. collar.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he has these super strong, we already touched on the brows, but like the strong, dark brows in this moment with the look that he has on his face in this moment, especially in contrast with the pink hair, is just extra powerful.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And his gaze is just so compelling.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
His neck is just slightly exposed after he kind of plays at that collar on his neck. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Mm-hmm. So then at 4:51 his eyes get covered up by Taeyong's hands. Taeyong kind of comes up from behind him and covers Jin's eyes with his hands, and then when Taeyong removes his hands, Jin sees a new large statue of what we assume to be a fallen angel, because it's a big statue with big black wings, and this is now in like the first room, that main space where they're doing most of the choreography.
Mm-hmm. And in this moment, he's just compelled to go and kiss this statue, and when he does it, to us, and I think to a lot of people, it symbolizes that he's making a deal or sealing a deal with the devil. Mm-hmm. And he's sealing it with this kiss.
Yeah. Which I had never thought about. Like, and then you literally said, oh, he's like literally sealing it with a kiss. And I was like, fuck.
Oh,
damn.
I'm like, I think everyone thinks this.
Yeah, but I'm sure other people do, and I'm just dumb and didn't I haven't gotten so far into all of the symbolism in wings, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it.
There's so much. It's just so much to dissect. But to me, this moment really, like you said, he's like making a deal with the devil. So it's really the moment in the video where they're giving into the world of evil from the world of good. And we kind of spent some time talking about like, why is it Taeyong that covers his eyes? Why is it Jin that kisses the statue? And there could definitely be reasons, but it could just be like, they're being represented kind of as a group by one member, you know, doing this. And because in the video, we kind of see all of them like struggle with the concept, with whatever they're like battling or whatever, you know, they talk about, or they show some kind of like sin that's compelling them. And, you know, so we just kind of made it, it kind of felt like, at least in this moment, that for all of them, it can be representative of that giving into the world of evil.
Yeah. I agree with it. And I think after he kisses the angel, this is a turning point of the music video because it becomes super intense. The lighting changes. We get a lot of that neon colors that we see with Boy Meets Evil. And kind of that's what it's been in like their Japanese music videos, this alternate kind of universe. And so we think that this is them giving into sin or just being sinful or whatever. And it's different for all the members, but the music video here becomes very intense and very lustful.
Yes.
With what's happening with the facial expressions of everyone.
But really, though, I mean, I think that's what it is, too. Like, we always talk about with BTS music videos and lyrics, you can find, like, the double meaning between, like, it being with a person or it being about, like, self or about, like, friendships or, you know, or about an actual, like, object or, mm-hmm. like, an actual, like, fixation that you might mm-hmm. be, like, you know, might be causing you to sin or what, you know, whatever you want to label it. Mm-hmm. And it just is them kind of at this moment, it's the very sexual, like lustful kind mm-hmm. of yeah. thing going on, at least up front. We know that it yeah. can mean more than that, but that's really what this feels like for the rest of the video.
That's what's showing.
Yeah, that's what's showing. So it's really like lusting after the people listening. So after this happens, like at 5:38, this fallen angel statue begins to cry multicolored tears and other colors kind of pour out of the cracks that it has in it. And to me, this was again representative of like that second world, that yeah. like evil world. And it made me think of Boy Meets Evil when he oh, kind yeah. of, when his body is thrown into the super neon color, black lighted space yeah. with like goopy colors all over the walls and his pants. Yeah. That's what this color in the statue mm-hmm. is making me think of. And yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
And it stands out in the overall aesthetic of the video, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. So the last thing that we really get to see with Jin as the focus is the very end of the music video. And he's sitting at this vanity and he looks over at these lilies that are in a vase. And then he goes to look at himself in the mirror and he looks worried or concerned or troubled. And as he's looking at himself in the mirror, he can see his skin or his face start to crack away. And again, we kind of think this is that cracking away from reality.
Yeah, for sure. And which when we saw it, of course, at the end of, you know, watching this video again for the first time for research, we're like, fuck, mm-hmm. the fucking yeah. cracking away from reality.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's been in front of us this whole time, but we just couldn't connect the dots.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally just saw a tweet. I'm sorry. You can cut this. I'm going so off topic. But I just saw a tweet where it was like, Big Hit gives us like HYYH and ARMY's like, we don't get it. Big Hit yeah. gives us a book. We don't get it. Big Hit gives us a webtoon. We don't get it. Like, yeah. sorry.
We still don't get it. It's true.
It's true.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about Yoongi. So at the very beginning of the music video, he is riding on this like bicycle and he comes in and I love him at the beginning of this video because he's so playful yeah. and he's kind of being a little shit. Like he hits Jimin on the back of the head. He's kind of just snickering and he just, I love it. He's so cute.
Yeah. In this beginning part too, right at like 30 seconds, he's looking over and laughing at Jin and he's also sitting with Jimin. Like there's like major Yoonmin vibes going on in Blood, Sweat and Tears. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of like smiling and laughing, looking so lovely at Jin. Mm-hmm. He just looks super happy and it's just major goth boyfriend vibes.
Yeah. He's yeah. major goth boyfriend vibes in this video.
Then at 1:28, this is during his verse, like one of the first shots we see is him sitting in this chair and his legs are like fully spread and his hands are just kind of resting in the middle, but it's almost like a power stance if you were sitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. With how far his legs are spread.
Yeah.
He's in that like blue room that has the... I guess the windows above, like the ceiling windows, I guess mm-hmm. skylight, and there's some in the floor too. Yeah, it's just a beautiful room.
Yeah, that space is just really, really great. And also I have to point out while we're here that he has this jet black hair with his bangs down over his forehead. Mm-hmm. And he's also wearing that black eyeliner, which is really great and also definitely contributes to the goth boyfriend vibes.
Yeah, that's totally why he has goth boyfriend vibes. So a moment that we both really loved for Yoongi and the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video is at 1:36. He's in that same area, he's in that same room, but when he's doing his verse, when he's rapping his verse, he grips at his shirt and does this little snarl. And it reminds me a lot of like when he grabs his shirt and does the snarl in Idol. I think it's just yeah. kind of a Jungi mannerism, but it's very sexy and we love it.
We do love it.
So the next moment that we really love is where we get a beautiful shot of Jungi's booty. It's at 2:51 and it's in that same room and he's kind of, I think he's just rapping along. I think all the rappers are kind of intertwined here and he's rapping while walking around this chair and you get a beautiful shot of his butt. Like I think the pants are just fitted so well.
They are fitted so well. And I think also contributing is the fact that he's wearing a cummerbund around his waist. And that's mm-hmm. really making his butt pop on the backside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So right at 2:58, part of the choreography is to mimic drinking from a cup. And this is literally like the last few words of his verse. So he's in the middle for this choreography. And right when he does this, he catches the camera with this little glare. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
The black eyeliner is making it super sultry and just makes it pop out. And I think like the contrast of his black eyeliner and his black hair with like his kind of pale skin is, I mean, it's really compelling.
Yeah.
Just in this is a tiny little moment, so you've got to go see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth going to look at. He stands for out. Sure. Then there's another little moment that it's kind of hidden and you really have to be looking for it. It's at 3:10. It's where Taeyang is actually coming to the front of the choreography and Jungi is just back there kind of sneaking into the shot and does this quick little lip bite, but we can't ignore it. We see it, that lip bite. Oh.
I mean, and we were both taken aback by it because it's so quick.
It is so quick.
The last Jungi moment that we have to talk about, because it's really the last time that he's featured in the video, is at 4:20 during the organ interlude. And this is like just a really cool part of the video that's not actually in the song on the album, but it's Jungi sitting in this darkly lit room and he has like very large pipes suspended from the ceiling that are like in concentric circles kind of above him that are supposed to come and kind of mimic actual pipe organs. Mm-hmm. But he's sitting there playing this organ and it just, I mean, it sounds so incredible, yeah, first of all.
And it's visually pleasing to look
so
at.
So visually pleasing. Mm-hmm. And it adds to like the organ sound with the visuals, with what's going on. At this moment, we're like reaching a climactic point in the video. Mm-hmm. And then we're thrust into this little quote that Namjoon says and this organ music. It just adds to that overall kind of like mysterious, sexy, like we're not quite sure what's going to happen.
Phantom of the Opera. Goth
boyfriend. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I love that.
Subtle references to Jungi's story.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's everything we have for Jungi. Let's go ahead and get into Hoseok. And we just have to preface that there's a lot about Hobi because this is totally Hobi's era. He's really just a key component to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He's got the chorus of the song. The choreography is really intense. And I mean, he had the intro for the Wings album. He's heavily featured in this music video. So just be prepared.
Yeah, listen, everybody knows that this is Hobi's era.
It is.
Okay. Even BTS has said it. There's like some clip where Jungkook is like talking to Hobi behind the scenes and they're like, we're on the J-Hope tour, like not we're on the Wings tour. You know, like everyone knows he fucking owns this era. So don't come for us for spending a lot of time on Hobi because he goddamn deserves it.
I'm pretty sure Taeyang says like Blood, Sweat, and Tears is Hobi's song. Like it's his.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So at the very beginning, Hobie, I just love that he has these little spectacles. And I just think it's so cute how he uses them to go glare at the and take a closer look at the painting that Jen's looking at. But he looks so inquisitive, and it's cute.
From a distance, inquisitive from a distance. We have to, of course, talk about what he's wearing. I feel that his outfit is one of the most memorable for the video. So, of course, he has this that red hair at the time. A very deep V-neck, not quite as deep as Namjoon's, but still deep. He's wearing this like silk scarf, or maybe it's an ascot, but it's just tied as kind of a thick band around his neck. And it's white with kind of irregular black squares on it. Mm-hmm. He's wearing this leopard print suit jacket. And this is what is really, like, to me, making him stand out, along with the fact that he has these black jeans with rips at the knees and then these fucking golden boots. He's the one who, like, his whole outfit is like, okay, stand out with this animal print golden boots.
Yeah, yeah. And that ascot scarf that he's wearing. I mean, they're all like, I think like Jimin is wearing one, but it's just hard not to see Hobie's, especially too, since Hobie's got this orangish reddish hair at the time. Uh-huh. Ooh, he looks good.
Goddamn.
So at 1:48, that's when we get into Hobie's verse. And we just love this choreography bit for him. It's where all the members line up and he's back behind them so we can't see him. But underneath, like, the power of his movement, they all spread apart and Hobie kind of pops up from behind.
Yes. And then he, like, pops his hip out at, like, literally the next second, 1:49. His arms are outstretched. He has this wide stance. And this moment is backlit. Like, there is a light behind them. So you get an amazing silhouette of his entire body. And just his figure is
his lines.
Impeccable.
Oh,
his lines. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at 1:57... Hobie has his own room, and a lot of them kind of have their own settings, but he's in this reflection pool area that has a statue behind him. It's almost like he's in the garden of this mansion.
Yeah.
And there's this statue behind him. I'm sure it means something, but we're not going to talk about it. but he's sitting in a chair in the middle of this pool, and he's admiring a sword, and then he also is admiring and going to shoot a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. And then in the last little second of this clip of this room, we see his hand come up and he chokes himself. Mm-hmm. And it's really quick. You barely see it before it goes on to the next thing. But just coming off of last week's episode again reminds me of Boy Meets Evil when he is, you know, battling like with his hands and choking himself. So kind of another one of those symbolism moments of giving in to that, or at least fighting that kind of evil side.
So as far as the choreography and chorus goes, we just have to sum it up here because he's the center for the choreography during the chorus, which only makes sense because he sings the chorus. So he's up in front and his facial expressions, his dancing, his visuals are all very inviting and very intense. Like his dancing is just, he's putting 120% into how he's performing this song. The choreography, I think, is really intense and very complex. And he's doing such a great job of being in front and being the focus of the music video, especially during this choreography bit for the chorus.
For the chorus, like this super sexy choreography that is really demanding. Not only is he doing it like perfectly, like as great as, you know, they could want them to do, but he manages to add in his own super sexy facial expressions and just really draws the eye to him. Like, we try so hard to focus on like other members during this, and when especially when he's front and center, it's impossible to look away.
Mm-hmm. Impossible.
So we have to talk about 228, which we have decided is called the crotch shot, because this is the point in the choreography when, like, all of the members, let me just describe this dance move. They're like, their legs are more than a shoulder width apart and they're kind of squatted down a little bit. One arm is up and over their eyes like, oh no, don't look at me. And then the other arm is right on their fucking crotch. Mm-hmm. Well, not all of them. Like, Hobie chooses to put his hand right on his crotch.
Yeah.
And the other members, like Jimin and Taeyang, they have their hands on a belt, like a respectful holding the belt.
Yeah.
The other members kind of are doing, like, the inner thigh thing.
Inner thigh, yeah.
But, you know, Hobie, and also, I gotta say, Namjoon is getting pretty close to that, that crotch, too. But, like, they are really
Namjoon
pushing.
Namjoon is not pretty close. Namjoon is,
he's
like,
on it.
On it.
You're right. Yeah. It's a, so really, yeah. Go, I'll probably post a screenshot, like, but go watch this moment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 228.
So, 228. So from 240 to 249, we just get 9 full seconds of J-Hope. This is what we're talking about when we say that he's heavily featured in this video.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, it's a lot of choreography. So, of course, he has these deliberate, powerful, bouncy, kind of springy dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
We also see him back in the kind of reflection pool setting, and he shoots the arrow from the bow, and then we see color splattering on an image of Taeyang, and we're like, whoa, what does that mean? Like, we don't have time to get into it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. And it's aesthetic to see him shoot the arrow, the way that the lighting is on him and everything. Yeah, it's really beautiful, a beautiful shot.
Definitely.
Going back to the choreography that he's doing at this point, kind of doing his extra verse in here, I have to point out this fist choreography. I love it because, again, his hands are the center focus of the choreography. He's grabbing his fists. He's like, his arms are almost fighting each other. Again, very reminiscent of Boy Meets Evil. This is just Hopi's era, man. And I love seeing it repeat from Boy Meets Evil and brought into Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the title track.
For sure. And because it was just, I think last week, we just really fell in love with that choreography. So it's cool to see little bits of that choreography that we felt like was so meaningful and powerful put into, of course, like the hit track choreo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at 3:31, we get some more beautiful shots of Hobie in the reflection pool splashing around. It's like it looks like he's desperately calling out to something, but he's just kind of thrashing in this water. And I love it. The shots are just very beautiful.
Yeah, it is so beautiful. I feel like we keep saying that like this video is so beautiful or so aesthetic, but it really is. It's one of the most visually stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the styling behind the shots that the camera director is making, the colors, the makeup, the hair, the outfits, and I mean the movements that they do. So the last main moment that we see for J-Hope is at 5:35, and he is sitting on the edge of his reflection pool, and he is still as a statue as fountains, what we assume are kind of like fountains. It would make sense, like you said, for this to be almost like an outdoor setting, even though the background is just blackened, but there's just water kind of exploding, gushing upward and outward from the bottom corners of the screen and from right next to him. And they're in, of course, very vibrant colors, which is tying into this whole good and evil thing all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're going to get into Jimin.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm just going to dive right into it. Right at 57 seconds, This is literally the beginning of the song. This is like his hand reaching out, rising up. Mm-hmm. And of course we have to talk about the silver hair, the silver hair with this part on the far side. So you can see the majority of his forehead as his hair is like flipped up and over. Super strong brows and the damn smoky eye, the best smoky eye. By far the best makeup. Like, it's just his eye shape is really unique and it looks really incredible with this smoky eye.
His makeup and face is just so striking, I think, compared to the other members. I don't know what it is, but he brought it.
And he just fucking brought it.
This whole aesthetic and style fits him.
Yeah, he loves it. Like, you can tell he loves it because he just looks so fucking good. Frequently throughout this video, especially even right here at the beginning, we see his jawline and all of the tendons on his neck straining as he tilts his head upward.
Oh, yeah. It's the epitome of demonic Jimin. It's just too fucking hot. Too beautiful, too sexy. Kayla feels guilty watching this because
I do.
It's just wrong to be watching him because he looks just way too good.
I feel like I'm cheating on my husband. He looks way too good. Uh-huh. Like this visual of him, along with how incredible his voice sounds in the song, like. The first time I heard it, I was completely in 100%. I was like, fuck, I'm a Jimin stan. This is really the song that made me. And within this first, you know, first moment of him, I was like, it's done. It's over with.
Yeah.
So at 106, he does this kind of neck roll backwards and to the side. And this movement is exposing very deep collarbones beneath this silk red and black ascot that he has around his neck that also is kind of tied in a band form. He again is also wearing a deep V-neck like the others, but in this moment he looks really vulnerable and submissive and for once a little bit accessible. We usually say that he's like so unapproachable, but like acting Jimin is coming out in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and he is showing us that vulnerable side. And kind of going off of what you said, like this is the epitome of demonic Jimin. This is like, this era really allows him to meet his full potential, and like you can just see the confidence exuding out of him.
Oh yeah. So, yeah.
I love it.
He suits it very well. And I think when you're going back to like saying how he's vulnerable and submissive and accessible, I think it's like beneath this sin, like he's being like taken beneath this sin. And that's how I see it.
Damn. You're so smart.
Stop.
I'm just like not even in that headspace to like think about all of that. No, you're good. I'm just hardcore fangirling.
I don't blame you. I am too. I'm here for it. I'm with you.
Yeah. So in this moment when he is rolling his head and whatever, he has this hand and it starts at the back of his neck and he rotates it forward to cover his eyes. Mm-hmm. But the look he gives when he does this, just kind of moving his hand from behind his head to in front of his head, almost like a fan. The look he gives is so seductive because he just does this little smirk, just slight little thing. Like he fucking knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. He looks incredibly confident and a little smug. Like he knows how he's affecting all of us. It's true. He knows what he's doing. And for whatever reason, this part of the music video and just seeing him do this, it reminded me of, I think it was when they were in Malta. I'm pretty sure Jimin is watching. He's walking with Namjoon. And these two guys, or like a group of guys, walk past him and they totally check him out. And Jimin turns around and he does that same confident, smug smirk. And it just like the exact same. It pinned me right to that moment in Malta. It was, it's a great totally look for him. I love seeing him confident.
Yeah, I get the connection. Okay, so this next moment is the moment, this is at 209 to 210, This is the moment that I have been waiting to talk about since we started this podcast. Like, I've been wanting to scream about this moment from the mountaintops ever since I first saw this video. So I first noticed the intensity of this moment in a Things You Didn't Notice video that I'm pretty sure maybe it doesn't even exist on YouTube anymore.
Yeah. It was one of the first like fan edit videos we ever really loved.
Yeah. I used to watch that fan edit like daily, at least once a day.
Yeah.
It was like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Things You Didn't Notice. There's probably a million of them, but this specific one pointed out that in the neck choreography where they bring their hands down and kind of frame their faces and their head with it, with their hands, Jimin with his thumbs actually touches his neck. And I remember in that video them saying, oh my God, he's touching his neck. Why does this affect me so much? And literally me in that same moment, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
but then I watched this moment on half speed for this music video for this research, and I noticed that not only does he touch his neck with his thumbs, but he is digging into it. Like, you can see the pressure that his thumbs, the dimple that his thumbs are forming on his skin, on his jugular, with, you know, just right underneath his chin.
Yeah.
That little detail to me is what pushed me over the edge, and it's just too fucking much. It's just too much.
It is too much because, yeah, all the other members are just kind of hovering their hands over their necks, and you're like, oh my gosh, Jimin actually goes and touches his neck, and then to watch it at half speed, and he's not just touching his neck, he's digging his thumbs into his neck. Like, he's so into this.
Oh yeah. Well, and like, I just want to explain to you guys how much off choreography this is, because Jin is right behind Jimin, and you can see him in this. You can see how far away his thumb is from his face in the same shot. It's like an inch away. Even Hobie on the other side, who we know is like the king of throwing in little extra shit just because he can, like, he doesn't even get close to touching his neck like this. And Jimin just had to do it to us. Like,
yeah, he did.
Fuck. Yeah. So of course I would be remiss if I didn't talk about 305 when he is front and center. This is when I believe this is the beginning of the shoulder exposing, but I don't know for sure, but this is when I remember the first time of like seeing this and seeing him do something like this frequently. So in this moment, he shakes his jacket off to expose one shoulder.
And the way he does this is just so graceful, but he whips it off so quickly too. The fact that he's able to be so graceful and do it so quickly and rapidly is just impressive to me. But yeah, it's I do think it's the beginning of the shoulder exposing Jimin.
For sure.
Yeah. And I love this shot too of him too. This is like Jimin defining gravity again with the left leg supporting all of the weight of his body while his right leg is straight out in front, just again, putting his lines just beautifully on display. It's a
very
stunning shot.
Very like Michael Jackson-esque, I want to say, in that initial pose. But then the cherry on top is when he tips his head back to kind of complete that line. And right after that, somehow, within doing a dance move, fluidly replaces the jacket back onto his shoulder. It's like it was there and now it's gone, and you didn't even realize how any of it happened.
And that's why he says it's an accident.
It was an accident. Like, we don't have time to do another take. Leave it in. So then, starting at 3:53, there's this super kinky shot of him, because this is when he is, he's already been blindfolded by Yoongi, the moment we kind of talked about in the teaser, or prefaced in the teaser, but the blindfold that he's wearing is also tied up almost like a leash to the doors behind him. So he is constantly, for kind of like the rest of this video, struggling against this blindfold that's tied to these doors like 12 feet behind him. And what's interesting is like he also looks very pained. Like, obviously I don't feel like I would enjoy this. He is not looking like he is like loving it, like he's supposed to be acting like it's tough. And then he kind of gets down onto his knees and he's really struggling against the blindfold, and you can tell he really wants to get free of it. It's kind of like, I know I said I wasn't getting into the symbolism, but like it's kind of like, you know, he's being blinded by this sin, but he is struggling against it.
I love that.
Off the top of my head just now, not even in the notes, but the other important thing about this is like, even though he's really struggling and he looks pained, we know that he's not actually in pain and he's acting. So we can enjoy the fact that we get many amazing shots of his strained neck and harsh jawline, because truly a treat.
Yes, for sure. I love the blindfold. I love that it's a, like a leash to the door. It's very kinky, but the aesthetics behind it too.
Super kinky.
So at 5:42, the blindfold is then removed from Jimin. After that transition into the alternate world, after Jin had kissed the statue. And I love this shot of Jimin because the blindfold is just so neatly to his head, and to see it be removed and seeing that he's got these green tears of paint dripping from his left eye. It's such a stunning shot. And I can't get over how beautiful this video is. It's just gorgeous, the whole thing.
That's another one of those moments that is like, when Jin kisses the statue, like it affects all of them, you know? So lastly for Jimin, 5:43, two super quick but super incredible moments. The first one, he kind of dips out of the camera, but then when he pops back up into it front and center, he comes back with a snarl, like so much that one of his eyes closes completely. And then within the same second, it cuts to another moment of him where he is grasping at his neck with both hands and tipping his head backward, and he's gasping in like such an orgasmic kind of fashion. And it's just those two back to back is truly too much to handle. And it's, if those are the last,
it is overwhelming. It's a packed into a snippet of time. And yeah, it's, you can't describe it as anything but orgasmic, especially that last shot of him. And yes, guys, totally go in and watch that half speed because worth it.
I think I'm going to make a gif of that moment too.
Overall, Jimin is heavily featured in this video, and he's just gorgeous throughout, and his visuals are top tier for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Okay, so let's get into Taeyang. Just to kind of preface from my point of view, blonde hair, blue-eyed Taeyang is not my favorite. I think it's just this particular blonde that Taeyang has, and I don't know what it is, but I still love him in it. So the first scene that is really special to me that I love seeing him in is that balcony scene, which is kind of his setting. He's barefoot, which is very much him. I don't know if that was his idea, probably. But to me, that also symbolizes a lot of like the cleansing of sin, like washing of feet. Just saying this now off script. Sorry, guys. But he's also wearing these silk red pants. He's got a striped navy blue and white robe on. It's also kind of silky. I think the outfit that he was given is very, very much him. And he's got this bright blonde hair and those blue contacts. So he's striking too. He's very striking in this video.
Definitely.
So during Taeyang's verse, when he starts, everyone in the choreography falls very elegantly towards the floor, and Tae becomes center. And this is the first time where he really has his like little time to shine in the choreo. He rolls his neck forward while he gracefully grabs his hand grabs the buckle of his pants, And then his other shoulder pops forward. And it's the part where he sings, ta, like, oh, I love that part. Yes. I think everyone knows what you're talking about. Where he kind of like grabs at the buckle, pops his shoulder forward. He's looking right into the camera when it happens. It's a beautiful, stunning shot of him.
Definitely a super stunning.
Mm-hmm. Other kind of like must mention moments for Taeyang that is also very aesthetic and just the whole Blood, Sweat, and Tears vibe, it just suits it really well, is they place him under this rapidly flowing sheet. It looks very graceful and very elegant. And it's not always like, sometimes it's like flowing pretty rapidly, but there's other times where he's kind of just fingering at like the sheet beneath. Yeah. And you can see it's transparent, but it's still a little cloudy. So you can see him, but not fully. Oh, it's very, very beautiful.
A super beautiful shot. And it kind of makes sense to just mention it here because it comes up. You see it kind of throughout the video, but it is really beautiful. And I think definitely like one of those shots that really only Taeyang could pull off. Like it's just, who's going to do this? Of course, it has to be Taeyang.
Yeah.
So right at 2:25, Tae is to the left of Hobie, and he is sucking in air through his bared teeth while he's slowly pulling his hands up his body. And maybe that doesn't sound like much, but like, it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit sexy.
It's a little scary.
It's a little scary. And which makes it a little funny. So like, go see what he looks like if you pause right at 2:25.
You made a point to mention this one. You like sent the screenshot even before we started research.
Even before. It's just, it's so unique.
It's just something that really stands out to you.
It did. You're right. Yeah.
Something that really stood out to me in the music video is at 3:10, it's after Jimin finishes that whole shoulder revealing choreography bit. It's like all eyes are on Jimin, but then all of a sudden there's like this very abrupt, almost aggressive, powerful entrance that Taeyang does. Like, all right, like here I am. He comes to the front of the choreo and is just so abrupt and powerful with his movements.
Yeah, I said when we were researching, I would like, look, Tiger Tae is coming out. Like
Tiger Tae, yeah.
Powerful and definitely aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this is getting more into like the stuff that I really love with Taeyang in the video, is I love this kind of mischievous, playful Taeyang that's presented in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So at 3:19, he does this smile. It's very mischievous, and it's the part where he's sitting on the balcony and there's like a painting behind him. It's after the whole Yunmin shot in that blue room, but before he jumps off that balcony, that mischievous smile that he gives us is like a come join me. It's very inviting, and it's just one of my favorites, how he's just so welcoming, and he's smiling and he's mischievous, and then quickly falls and jumps off without hesitation off this balcony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another must mention thing that Taeyang does is at 4:49. It's when he comes up from behind Jin, when all the members kind of run out of the room and Jin is looking at the statue. Taeyang lingers behind Jin, and at 4:49 specifically, he's blurry. He's not the focus because Jin's the focus. But we see this very natural Taeyang. Like, he doesn't even look like he's acting. He's just kind of being cute behind Jin, peeking around Jin's shoulder with a little smirk, just truly enjoying himself, being a little mischievous.
Yes, I love this moment. I love this moment because it really is, he's not acting. It's like Taeyang just peeking through and like gonna go mess with his older brother for a second.
And so he ends up covering his eyes and everything. And so the last thing that we're gonna mention for Taeyang is a great scene, but Kayla and I have different opinions on it. So it's at 5:24. It's the shot of Taeyang's back. And here we can see that the scars on his back kind of resemble where wings could have been, that they were removed from his back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I just love his facial expression here, he's kind of kneeling on the floor. He turns to look over his shoulder right at the camera, and his facial expression when he looks over his shoulder, it's at 5:28, if you want to get specific. His acting skills are impeccable here, because to me, this is a very small, brief moment. Like this little smirk that he does, it's incredibly complex. Like it's just a simple little smirk that I think anyone could do, but it's just telling a million things with it. It's very mischievous. He looks like he's content. It looks like he got what he wanted. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but all he's doing is just like smiling out the corner of his mouth. And I'm like, wow, what an actor.
I totally get the looking content, looking mischievous, looking like he got what he wanted. Like the smirk is so small that it's almost like a twitch, you know, but here's where we differ. And it's just that all I can look at, and there has to be other people out there, all I can look at are his crusty lips.
No!
Like, since doing this research with you, we have never analyzed this video in this way before. So I did get a new appreciation for just like staring into the depth of his eyes and really getting lost in that in this moment. But typically, all I can look at is the fact that like the edges, not even like the inside, but like the edges of his lips are like so dry and bumpy. And I just want to like put some lip balm on him. Aww. So like, it doesn't ruin it.
Because this has just been an ongoing thing between us. Like every time we watch this, I'm like so in awe at how he does this like brief smirk smile. And I just have all the appreciation in the world for him. And you're just like, but his crusty lips. That's all I see. I'm like, how is that all you see? Like, look at him.
I'm sorry. It's so distracting to me. So like if you've noticed that too, like, please let me know that I'm not alone in this. I will say, like, I did gain a newfound love for this shot and just how you break it down and how it affects you. And like his gaze truly is very special. So let's talk about Jungkook. We just have to start out with an in general moment about him, because you could really mention it about 800 times throughout this video, is that in general, his jawline is quite prominent and incredibly eye-catching throughout.
Yeah. And I know we say it a million times, he's just getting older. His face is thinning. His cheeks are becoming more defined. Really just wows me how much his face matures with each era.
Yes.
Continuously. He just looks older and older. So the first thing that we're going to mention is 121, when he's lying back on that swing, which is shown multiple times throughout the music video. It's him on this swing in this room that is just where he is. He's got this thick black choker on, and he's got a blue sucker in one hand. And just to mention, not only does he suck the sucker, but he later on also sucks his finger.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of sucking that goes on for Jungkook during this video.
It's his thing. It's his sinful thing.
Yeah. So at 127, he is sucking on said sucker. And we also get total forehead exposure because the camera is filming upside down as he's laying back on the swing. So even though you see him right side up, he's like leaning back. You can tell like his hair is, you know, falling to the ground. And this is just one of those, very aesthetically beautiful shots.
It's so appealing. It's so appealing, this shot of him. I also have to mention that since he is kind of hung upside down here, laying back, the blood is rushing to the veins in his forehead. And I just can't help but to notice it. And it just contributes to kind of like the sexiness. And I don't know why seeing the veins pulled with blood.
you wouldn't think that like blood pooling to somebody's head would be like a turn on, but like up. When it's Jungkook, you're like, oh, well, okay, I'm into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great. It's great.
All right. So at 208, kind of 209, it's that neck touching choreography or neck hovering choreography for everyone else. But Jungkook is front and center at this point. And this part, he does this really teasing smirk. He slowly opens up his eyes. And as he does, he reveals this smirk. And it's just enough to show his teeth. And it's confident, a little cocky, a little smug, kind of like what Jimin's been doing. But wow, he just looks so beautiful too while he's doing this. And it mm-hmm. just, he looks confident and he's bringing it all for the choreography.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Then right at 343, we see him suspended in the air. He's not on the swing anymore, but instead in the same space, he's floating high in the air, floating like a dead weight, like as if he's just possessed by something that's keeping him there. This is one of those moments, like we see little clips of this kind of throughout, but for us, this is like one of our favorite moments because it's, again, such an aesthetic moment, yeah. Such a beautiful moment.
I think it's one of the most fascinating shots that they have yeah. in the music video because
it is one of
he's
like
being
those wow
suspended
shots.
In air. It's like he's floating.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. It's like one of those where it's definitely one that you think about later. What contributes to the stylization of this moment is flecks of something floating in the air. We think it's supposed to kind of be like dust, but obviously it's too big to be dust for us to be able to like see it. Yeah. But it allows us to see that everything that we're watching is in slow motion in this mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah, this shot that we get of him in the air is in mm-hmm. slow motion because we see that those specks are just like moving slowly.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just really beautiful and definitely one of our favorite moments.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So at 5:44, this is at the end of the video after Jin has kissed the statue and everything goes to chaos here because they've given in to sin. We see Jungkook lounging on this bed, and he's got one knee up. He's got one arm out on the pillow next to him as if like someone else should be there. Maybe, I don't know, but mm-hmm. he does this quick inhale. Like he inhales quickly. It's kind of like a slight gasp, but then it leads into this little smirk out like just the right side of his mouth. It's very subtle. It's very quick, but wow, the impact that this shot has that he does.
Yeah. I mean, really it's about 1 second, but it completely destroyed us.
Oh yeah. Every time I see, I'm like, who, what, why? Like, I don't know. Not okay. Ooh, it's too much.
Yeah, just all of the question words about this moment. We cannot comprehend it. Mm-hmm.
It's like he was, when he's laying there to me, it looks like he was waiting for you and you had just walked in, like you caught him off guard.
Yeah.
And so he has that like slight gasp and then he smirks. It's like, wow.
Wow.
He's ready for whatever to happen.
For whatever, yeah. So then at 5:47 until the end, we really get Jungkook front and center in this choreography. He, during this time, he goes between like smiling, like these quick little smiles, into giving us these dagger eyes that mm-hmm. stare into our soul and beckon
yeah,
us.
He flips between those two throughout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there at the end of the choreography, he covers his eyes, he bites his tongue, he bites his lips. It's a lot to take
it's
in. And he brings it all. And they all do in this video. I think just Blood, Sweat, and Tears, to me, is by far their kinkiest era.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At one point, like, or many points in, like, recording, I'm like, is this too much? But it really, like, it is too much, but we can't go around it because it is so kinky. Like, we've always felt this when we watch it, and truly, again, one of the, like, the era that just made me fall in love with Jimin and BTS. Like, when I saw that there was, like, men out here making this music and looking like this when they were performing, that's when I was, like, locked in for life. So, well, I love this video.
It's definitely one of their best, for sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, for all of you listeners, this was a heavily fangirl analysis, not even analysis, but of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So we just really wanted to share a lot of our favorite moments because it's just such a great music video where you just want to talk about their facial expressions and the style and everything. So we didn't get into a lot of the theories in the music video, and we know that there's a lot. So if you guys want a more analytical, theory-based, lyric-influenced episode about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, let us know. It would be impossible for us to get to it in this episode. So it's just too much fangirling that we had to do and had to talk about. Yeah. So if you want a more analytical theory, lyric interpretation of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, reach out to us, let us know, and we will gladly do a part four episode for Wings.
Which I don't know that we've ever needed to do a part four for an episode, for an era episode like this. Yeah. But, you know, now we were truly too overwhelmed by this video to do much more than fangirling and the off the top of the head analysis that kind of came throughout recording. But really, if you guys do want us to talk about it further, then we totally can. Just reach out to us. If you've enjoyed this episode, or if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know. You can write a review on iTunes. We've been reading the reviews you guys have been putting in there. They are so kind and thoughtful. And anyways, we just really appreciate them. I want to thank you for the reviews we've gotten so far. And then if you want to reach out to us to tell us, yes, please do another episode about Wings with theories and whatever else, then reach out to us on email or social media. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.